is a much-mentioned concept here at Wooddale Church. We believe that Christianity is more than a religion, that it is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And we believe that being a disciple of Jesus Christ is more than salvation, that it is an absolute commitment to Him as the sovereign, as the master, as the Lord. And so I think maybe more often than we might hear in other Christian contexts, in the life of Wooddale, in our literature, in retreats and sermons and seminars, we might often hear talk about a lordship decision. Not so much that there should be some second decision in our Christian lives that adds in some way to our salvation, but actually that at the time we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we ought also be acknowledging Him, accepting Him, receiving Him as Lord of life as well. For some people, that doesn't happen. Maybe they became Christians at an early age and didn't fully understand what lordship was all about, or perhaps have walked in less than the best of relationship with God. And so they make a decision at a point in time that Jesus Christ is the Lord of life, that they really submit to Him, 100% submission to His will, to His way, to His word. Now, many of us have made that decision or that commitment, maybe here in a church service or at a retreat or in private devotions or under the counsel of some mature Christian. And so we know that the lordship of Jesus Christ is for us as disciples a serious and even a radical business. We take seriously, even if we do not fully understand, the words of Jesus, such as those in Luke 14, 26 and 27, that if anyone comes to me and does not, in comparison, hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. I think we've heard that often. But there's another question, and that is, how do we grow spiritually in this business of lordship? How do we translate a commitment, a concept of the lordship of Jesus Christ into spiritual practice? And that's what I'd like us to think on tonight. The translation of lordship into the practice of spiritual and everyday living. It begins with purpose. The Apostle Paul understood what a lordship commitment was. He wrote to the Philippians in Philippians 1:21, "For me to live is Christ." And so we might take that as one of the foremost of lordship commitment verses in all of Scripture. To know Jesus Christ as Lord of life is to say, in fact, that Jesus Christ is life. That's what life is all about. But what does that mean every day? How did he translate that into a purpose of living? I think that one of the statements of Paul's life purpose is found in Romans 15:21. It goes like this. He writes, "My ambition is to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on another man's foundation." So what the apostle did was he took this concept of lordship, for me to live as Christ, and he translated it into what it meant for him individually as his life purpose. And he said, what my life is all about, the measure of it, what really counts, is whether or not I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and specifically, whether or not I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ where no one else has ever preached it. So he said his life purpose was to be a pioneer missionary. That's not everybody else's. That may not be anyone else's. But that's his purpose in life. And he could amazingly and wonderfully and succinctly state what that purpose was all about. What about modern saints? In Columbia, over the last couple of weeks, we made a lot of interesting friends, and I'll tell you, I heard a lot of fascinating stories, not all of which are the kind of things that are easy to publicly tell, but some of the people that we met were impressive, to say the least. One man that we got a little better acquainted with, There's a guy named Gordy Koistra. It turns out that although we've not seen him in the last 20 years, that Charlene and I had known him earlier, went to college together, and he actually graduated with her in her class at Moody Bible Institute. One day 2 weeks ago, Gordy, along with Wooddale missionaries Joel and Nancy Stolte and Charlene and I, took off in a single-engine aircraft called Helio Courier from the airstrip at Loma Linda, dirt grass runway. And we flew for 2.5 hours over jungle down into the Amazon to near the Colombia-Brazilian border. And there we visited the northern Barisano tribe where the Stolte's minister. As we flew over that jungle, the people on the plane really couldn't carry on much of a conversation because of the noise of the engines, but I sat in the co-pilot seat. Let me assure you, I would have been of no value. In fact, en route, I asked him when he had his last physical and how his health was. And I had a headset on, and he had a headset on, and we communicated through the intercom. And we talked about a myriad of things. It was a 2.5 hour flight each way, so we had 5 hours of conversation that Saturday. While flying over the densest of jungle I've ever seen, with river tributaries eventually going down into the Amazon below us, huge areas that are largely uninhabited by humans, but by a lot of animals that are kind of scary to me, and realizing that he would point out here and there the airstrips where the cocaine traffickers would bring out the coca leaves. He turned to me at one point, I don't think we had been much in conversation right then, and he said, "Leith, you know, if God had not called me, there is no way that I would be flying a plane over this kind of terrain." You see, he had defined his purpose in life, had translated the lordship of Jesus Christ into what God had called him to do. And that was to fly translator missionaries into otherwise inaccessible areas so that they could communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ in those Indian languages. To him, the lordship of Christ had been translated into a purpose statement. He understood what it means for Jesus Christ to be Lord in terms of the purpose of his life. Or another, in some ways, kind of humorous story of a couple named Zekiel that we had dinner with one night. It seems that Marguerite Zekiel grew up in a conservative Baptist church on the West Coast and sensed that maybe God wanted her to go to the mission field, but she really wasn't walking with the Lord and kind of drifted away from the church, and in the process of things started dating a non-Christian man and married him, although the pastor of the church where they were worshiping wouldn't perform the wedding ceremony because it was an unequal yoke between a believer and a non-believer. But she said that she actually thought it through and decided that the one sure way not to have to go to the mission field was to marry an unbeliever. Somewhat apparently to her dismay, along the way, he made a commitment to Jesus Christ, and a resounding affirmation of that commitment was that he decided to be a missionary in the jungles of South America. And she clearly understands, though, at this point, and with no regrets, I assure you, what the lordship of Jesus Christ means in terms of purpose of life, that God really wanted her to be a missionary. That was the purpose. Translated differently for different people, we still ought to have a concept of what life is all about for us. I think the ideal would be if every one of us could be able to say in a verse or in a statement or in a brief explanation what the lordship of Jesus Christ means for the purpose of my life is. Now, it may be to be a witness in a certain company so that I can say, God has called me to represent Jesus Christ in XYZ Incorporated. Or God has called me to translate the lordship of Jesus Christ in terms of raising a godly family in 1985. Or God has called me, what it translates to for my purpose in life is to write Christian books. Or perhaps to earn money for the Lord's work. Or perhaps to be a helper. I have the gift of helps, and so I use that helps gift in order to enable other people to do other things. But that's what my purpose of life is all about. To me, the lordship of Christ is not just some abstract commitment or concept. It's a tangible, statable purpose. And so, the counsel for those who want to grow spiritually is to make a prayerful, thoughtful, and I would say written effort to define your purpose as you translate the Lordship of Jesus Christ into practical terms. Now, related to purpose are priorities. For the Apostle Paul, lordship determined purpose, and purpose set priorities. He decided that he was called by God to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ where other people had never built a foundation, to be a pioneer missionary. That meant then that he had to choose in his priorities. He was not to be a pastor in Antioch or in Jerusalem. It meant no pastoring, but mission service. It meant not staying where things were established, but going into new territories. It meant not staying put, but keeping on moving. So all of those were priority decisions that he made that were in concert with purpose, which in turn was in concert with the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It actually practically worked out. At one point, he was ministering quite successfully in the province of Asia Minor, the country that we call Turkey today, but also on the continent of Asia, when he had from God an opportunity to cross over into Europe, into Macedonia. Well, he knew his purpose, to proclaim the gospel where it hadn't been proclaimed. And so his priorities fell into place, and that meant leaving behind Asia, which was his native continent, and going to that which was new, over into Europe, all in concert with the purpose were the priorities. For modern saints, what does that mean? Well, if under the lordship of Jesus Christ, you or I decide that our purpose in life is to raise children who will bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ, then that may mean that we will choose not to take a certain job so that we will have the freedom of time in order to raise those children. Priorities. Or, on the other hand, we might conclude that the purpose in life that God has called us to is to earn money so that we can give it away for a mission cause or for the advance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that may, in turn, determine the priorities and the number of children that we may have. Or the purpose in life may be to be a witness to Jesus Christ in your block, in your community. It delights me when I hear people here in our southwest suburbs talk about how God has called them to a certain area and how they're building relationships, sometimes over long years, with people so that they can share Christ with them. And then they have an opportunity because of a raise or an inheritance or some change in circumstances where they can move to another community, to another place where the circumstances may be much more comfortable, the house much larger, the payment much lower, or whatever it may be. But they say, my priorities are such that I'll stay put in the community where God has called me because it is my purpose to represent Jesus Christ in this block, in this neighborhood, and that is the enfleshing of the lordship of Jesus Christ for me. One of our missionaries just recently visited with us and before the Christmas holidays, and is struggling to get a visa to the country where he believes God may want him to minister. One of the possibilities for getting a visa is if he earns a PhD degree, and he has decided that he does not want further schooling. It's not either his own interest or his own commitment. But in conversation with him, it was easy to quickly discover that if it meant going back to school, if it meant reordering his life and his family and his finances and everything else, he would do it. Because he would make his priorities align with his purpose, which was the natural outflow of his commitment to Jesus Christ as Lord. And so we must do. Lordship, purpose, and then the outlining of our priorities, which enable us to fulfill that purpose. Now, akin to this is the whole matter of trust, which is also a growth area for our spiritual lives and for the lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. The familiar words of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 exhort us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Do not rely on your own insights. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Lordship determines purpose. Purpose sets priorities. And then in turn, trust leans on God. What does that mean for us modern saints? Charlene and I talked for a while, the few weeks before we went on this recent journey and decided together, actually independently, I think, at first, that we didn't want to go. And there are a lot of reasons for that, a little more complex than really the freedom to explain tonight. But as some of you who have been around Wooddale over the years know, we have some strange bent for getting caught in overseas wars, and twice have been involved in wars, one a very significant, the Middle East War, and another in a rather minor but frightening skirmish in Africa a couple of years ago. And having been there a couple of times, let me tell you that I have no desire whatsoever to do it again. Someone said after the invasion of Grenada, was our trip canceled? Were we planning to be there and something went wrong? Well, I mean, I don't see this as a normal part of life. And I must admit to you, I have a certain level of fear in going into third world countries. We've had too many close encounters already. We talked about what it meant with both of us traveling together, particularly some of the threats in Colombia, where there's an unstable government, where there's particularly now an effort to kill Americans, and the specific number of Americans to be killed has been indicated. And all those threats were there. And we thought about it. We prayed about it. We decided that the purpose, my purpose, as far as the Lordship of Jesus Christ is concerned, is to be a pastor. To be a pastor and to be a teacher. And that God had provided an opportunity for missionaries that I all the better know now needed pastoring and needed teaching. And so our priorities had to be reordered. We made the decision of the priorities in terms of our own schedule, in terms of Christmas time, holidays with family, in terms of finances and a multitude of other things. We made the decision on the priorities in terms of the purpose, in terms of the Lordship. And then the only thing left to do was to choose to trust God with our safety and to turn the whole matter over to Him. Now, it's difficult, if not impossible, to trust God until lordship and purpose and priorities are set. But when they are, trusting Him is the normal and the natural spiritual outflow. Now, I'll tell you what I think happens with a lot of people. They face a crisis in life, and they are told, or else they read in Scripture, you're supposed to trust God. In other words, just sit back and relax. But they have never thought through what the Lordship of Christ means. They don't know what their purpose and their priorities are, and the whole issue of trust is isolated from any other spiritual decision or commitment. And that kind of trust is extraordinarily difficult to exercise. But when the purpose and the priorities are set, when we know what life is all about and we have made those decisions, then it is not so difficult a matter to turn to God and trust and say, giving the worries to you, the concerns, the anxieties, all of the outcome of everything is the simple and natural conclusion of the priorities and the purpose and the Lordship. Now, a matter related to all of this on the negative side is the matter of sins. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." That's the prayer, not of someone who has specific sins to confess, but that is the prayer of someone who has confessed all known sins and done everything possible to be aright with God. And then goes on to say, "Lord, surely there are things in my life of which I am unaware and things which need to be remedied that I do not know. So God, search me and tell me what they are." I mean, that's some kind of a committed Christian that makes that kind of a blanket statement and asks God to point out the sins and the faults. The Lordship of Jesus Christ calls us to that kind of repenting and forsaking of sins. What does it mean, again, for us as modern saints? Well, there are two sharply contrasting approaches to sin in the life of the Christian. We have what we might call approach A, where we perceive that sin is, it's kind of fun, but God really doesn't like it, and so I can't do it. So we have a concept of God as sort of the big parent in the sky, if not the cop with the stick, and so He doesn't want me to do it. I've got to confess it, and I've got to quit it. And that's a rather painful approach, sufficiently painful that for many people it is hard to give up sin because it is something that they want to hang on to and they think that God is depriving them of. Quite in contrast to what we might call approach B, which sees that sin hampers my relationship to my Lord, that sins hinder the fulfillment of my purpose. And so, I see them as my enemies. I see them as God sees them. And I want to get rid of those sins. I want to get rid of those sins because I want to have that right relationship with God. I want to get rid of those sins because I know that they hinder the fulfillment of the purpose of my life. They are blockages to the priorities. They are barriers to the whole matter of trust. So I want to be done with them so that I can do what God wants me to do. Now I'll tell you, there's a marked difference between approach A and approach B. Approach A is negative. Approach B is positive. Approach A is difficult. And approach B, while not easy, is easier. So we start to see what it means to be on the growing spiritual edge as far as lordship is concerned. That lordship determines purpose. We ought to be able to say what our purpose in life is all about. That by itself is an incredibly liberating thing for every day of every Christian life. Lordship determines purpose. Purpose sets priorities. Priorities require trust, and trust makes getting rid of sins an important priority and one that we desire. Where does it all come? Well, it comes back to growing again. That we grow spiritually. That we grow in lordship. Now that means praying, it means preparing, it means planning, so that we can determine our purpose, set our priorities, establish our trust, eliminate our sins, all for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help us to grow. Help us to grow in lordship, to go beyond that simple, although significant step of saying that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our lives, to grow until we understand what that lordship means in practical terms and are able to translate it out of the theoretical into the everyday. Father, I pray for each one of us tonight that you will challenge us to think it and pray it through to the point that we can say, this is what my life is all about. This is the purpose. And out of that purpose, may there grow the priorities, the trust, and the ridding of sins so that the lordship of Jesus Christ is a practical reality for every one of us every day. Grow us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for the very special gifts that you give to us and people. They really are far more precious than any of the things that other people count to be valuable. And we consider that you have given to us some of your very specialest gifts of all in Pastor and Mrs. Westman. We thank you for their love. We thank you for their dedication to you. We thank you for their practical godliness. We thank you for their prayers, their instruction. We thank you that you have given them to us over these years because we have been richly blessed by you through them. And we ask, Lord, now your continuing blessing upon them, asking that you will continue to reward them for their faithfulness to you. We seek your blessing on them and upon these family members here tonight, knowing that all are a tribute to the great God whom they serve. Give them your blessing and give us your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you let them head on out to the orchard room and then be sure for all of you to join us for our reception time.